Alaska is getting its first large-scale wood pellet plant. A new Alaska company, Superior Pellet Fuels, plans to build a facility in North Pole this summer. The company will process local waste wood from forest clearing projects and sawmills into a dry, clean-burning fuel for pellet stoves and boilers. Company manager Chad Schumacher says at current prices, pellets are an economical heating fuel.
We expect to sell our material for around $275 a ton. You know, I would imagine anywhere from 6 to 8 tons for an entire year will be what a single home will have to utilize.
Schumacher says heating with wood pellets is more economical than heating with oil, down to the $2 a gallon price range. He says research shows there's demand for pellets in Alaska.
When we first started looking at this 3 years ago, it was definitely a chicken or the egg deal. Whether, you know, if we build the pellet facility before we build some market, it was a real concern. And at that point, the only distribution of wood pellets, you know, on a bulk scale was through Lowe's. Since then, there's now, I believe, 6 different box stores that are selling wood pellets and has really, you know, allowed that market to grow.
Schumacher says Superior Pellet Fuels is working with Alaska Stove and Boiler dealers to ensure appliances are available for consumers who want to switch to pellets for heating. Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation is helping facilitate the project. Fedco CEO Jim Dodson says the market for waste wood and the pellet plant will create could leverage the startup of new local forest products businesses. The pellet plant is scheduled to employ 12 to 15 workers when it goes into production in September. Superior Pellet Fuels Schumacher says the plan is to ship pellets around the interior, including to bush communities, and potentially build additional processing plants in other areas of the state. Meanwhile, a smaller pellet operation underway near Delta Junction promises to meet more localized demand. Logging and Milling Associates in Dry Creek added the pellet mill to its operation last fall. Business partner Tom Nearbon says the pelletizer turns mill waste into a marketable product.
We have a lot of waste from our planer shavings. We have a planer operation down here. So we end up having between 100 and 150 tons of kiln-dried material every year that we've just been throwing away and just letting sit outside. So we want to take advantage of that, really, and just kind of become totally integrated in our whole system.
Nearbon says they produced about 20 tons of pellets so far and received positive feedback from local customers. He says the pellets sell for about $300 a ton.